another new one. Actually, I haven't gotten a chance to perform this in a coffee house yet, and it's about caffeine, so I hope I can remember all of it. Let's try. What the heck? I think I've had too much caffeine. I think you know just what I mean. My hands are shaking, ears are ringing. Forgotten half the words I'm singing. My appearance is extreme. Think I've had too much caffeine. Can't go to sleep, can't stay awake. Well, all my friends think I'm a flake. Just watch me squirming in my seat. My engine's racing, but I'm beat. I've learned to hate that evil thing. Think I've had too much caffeine. Garth Brooks guitar. I'm going 90 miles an hour, and I ain't even in my car so far. Don't even know why I am here. Can't seem to get my mind in gear. Well, people point at me and say, leave him alone, just back away. Cause he's a coffee drinking thing. We think he's had too much caffeine. Thanks to the devil and Starbucks, I'm broken just a hollow shell. You know, Juan Valdez might be a kingpin. I make a lovely so if you want to stay away, here's some advice you ought to take. Go back to bed and get some sleep. Go count your blessings, not your sheep. Or you'll never ever wean yourself from drinking that caffeine. Oh, yeah. The blender is back. Well, my heroes, when I was starting to learn to do this, which I was about 13 when I started playing the guitar. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, because you would, well, I'm not going to tell you. But anyway, I've been playing a while. And I learned listening to Chet Atkins and Doc Watson and those guys. And So I sat down last year, and I was going to, like, you know, work out one of my old songs. I used to do a Chet Atkins song, and I couldn't remember all of it. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll just work out a Doc Watson instrumental. And I didn't have, see, I had records back then. I don't know, you know, that we didn't have CDs, and we had reel tape, you know. But my records, through all the moves over the years and transfers of everything, either melted or got broken. And so I didn't have my records. I didn't have any recordings to listen to. So I just took this hodgepodge of all the licks that I could remember and put them into this instrumental. And I call it, it's on my new CD, I call it Chet. Thank you. have this friend, and he lives out in West Texas, and he's like third generation on this 110-section ranch out there. And I became acquainted with him about 15 years ago, and I feel really blessed to be able to go out and hang out on his ranch, because it's on the east side of Big Bend National Park, and well, it's a 10-hour drive to drive down there, and once you get to the turnoff for the ranch, it's an hour's drive on a dirt road to get to the ranch, so it's really remote. But it's got all this, they've got a wall hanging in their kitchen with all these artifacts, Indian artifacts that they dug up off the ranch, and kind of gave me the idea for this this song. Riding a trail, my old friend Jack, we made our camp about 2 miles and back. Horseshoe Mesa on the Rio Grande, he told me all the stories about his grandpa. With a cold wind blowing in the gray moonlight, he spoke of the wars between Apache and the white man. He kicked the coals of the dying fire. The wind would catch the sparks and take them higher than a star. Jack's grandpa was a fighter from a slowly dying breed. He fought hard to keep his ranch. One night he did succeed. He was ambushed by a scouting party just around this bend when a dust storm helped him slip away. Thanks to Apache wind. Apache wind. My brother, he's a rancher. My daddy's passed away. My uncle, he fought to keep this ranch and to put the winds at bay. Jack's grandpa was Apache. He cursed my family to the end. And now me and Jack, we gotta sleep tonight in this cold Apache wind. Take a little break and drink some more coffee and And check out my CDs and stuff, and I'll be glad to sign any of them for you if you want. I also got a mailing list over here, and I really want you to get you on.